Buckle up. It's Joel Kane and Brian Fletcher driving you home. Drive with Joel and Fletch on SEN. The Hyundai Venue fits in anywhere, stands out everywhere. From just $25,990 drive away with auto. And FPOS gift cards, the Aussie way to gift. Order online now for Christmas at fpos.gift.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to Drive with Joel and Fletch. All thanks to Hyundai. The Hyundai Venue fits in anywhere, stands out everywhere. From just $25,990 drive away with auto. And the card network, FPOS gift cards, the Aussie way to gift. Order online now for Christmas at fpos.gift is the way to do that. Now, I don't mind saying this. You've got to know where you stand in this world. And I've picked up the rugby league ratings. Now, today is November 24. As I turn the page back to November 23, let me tell you this. B. Fletcher, 9.5 out of 10.
9 votes.
B. Finch, 9.5 out of 10. Gentlemen, I've got to say, I had a day off yesterday. I was just relaxing. And
the lawn looks good, though.
It was one of those afternoons where I'd walked out and I was just tidying up things. You know when you get bored when you start sweeping the gutter?
Oh, yes.
I did that.
No blower?
I wanted to use a sweeper. Okay. I usually use the blower, but I wanted to use a sweeper. Swept it, put it in the grass bin, and it was an overcast day, and the lawn was at a perfect level just to peruse for a while. And I sat there. It was so peaceful and quiet.
Yep.
And I thought, you know what? I got the app on, the SEN app. I like to use the app.
That was good.
I got the app on, and I sat down, and I had a couple of beers on the porch, listening to yourself and Finchy and Brooksy and Gibbo. It was actually very good to be on the other side of the fence.
Yeah, how was it?
It was an outstanding show, and I thought, why the hell would you have me back?
We missed you, Sugar. No, definitely. We missed you. Yeah, we were a bit rusty in the...
You were.
Coming back out of the break.
Right.
Yeah, welcome back to Drive with Joel and Fletch. Thanks to Hyundai and the Card Network.
There was a bit of fleshing going on with the Finch and the Fletch.
Oh, man, I opened my wife's birthday yesterday, and I was
happy
just,
birthday, Brit.
Yeah, Brit, we I drank that second half of that tequila.
Oh, did you?
Well, she goes, look, I love my wife. She
just to confirm, was that before or after the show?
After. But I think it might be an only child thing.
Mm.
See, if my birthday, I don't really care if no one celebrates it.
It's a festival, is it?
It's a week festival.
Yeah.
Started on Saturday.
That's hard work on your behalf.
Oh, Saturday. Then Sunday, had to go out with the family. And then we had to go out last night because it was the day of the birthday. Then she's talking about, oh, it's my birthday on Friday. It's all your birthday on Friday. You can't have a birthday week.
Tell me this, right? So you've got three beautiful daughters. That's the daughters are great for that. They just put their hand up. One of the daughters has done the heavy lifting this week, hasn't she?
In the sense of
making presents. Sure mum knows it's been an important week for her.
No. The middle girl, Maya, she, because there's buying gifts for Brit is so hard.
So the dallying votes for the kids goes to 3-2-1. Maya 3.
Yeah. Scarlett's just thinking about going to the country because that's another blow up we had last night.
Right.
So she wants to go to, they have these country parties. So it must be the Joey's boys.
Oh, yes.
And she gets an invite. And I said, no, you're not going. No. You can't. We've got to do on.
Mm.
Anyway, that sent everyone off. That's why I drink tequila.
Yeah.
Anywho, I wanted to ask our listeners.
Oh, hang on. Before we go there, did you get the dog?
Or was it was myth? A G-up.
That was a G-up.
It was a G-up.
Yeah.
Now, I want to ask this. So, donuts.
Yep.
I've just got back into my donut phase. And there's all these fancy donuts out there. You know when Krispy Kreme came and they were the go-to donuts?
Yeah.
I want our listeners to know, well, I find that the best donuts are from Caltex, the pineapple donut.
The pineapple donut?
Pineapple donut. A bloke threw me into it, and his wife is a baker.
The CPD.
A Neil.
Yeah.
Just go to the Caltex and get a pineapple donut. So I tried it today. Holy hell, blew my head off.
Wow. I can't try that today. I'll tell you why. Because in life, I often do this. I cram.
Yeah.
So this steak cup's on in 9 days. And I've not...
Are you really going to play?
Yeah. So help me through this. How do I get there? Now, I'll tell you what I did. So I was on the treadmill today for 50 minutes, right?
Man.
50 minutes on the treadmill, sort of a bit of mixing it up, like interval running and that sort of stuff, on the incline.
Yeah.
And I noticed by the end of it, I'd burned about 500 calories, right? And that's bloody hard work. For 50 minutes, 500 calories, right?
2,000 kilojoules, isn't it, in terms of...
Well, probably. I don't know.
Food
metric. I don't know my hectares, I don't know my acres, and I don't know my kilojoules. Anyway... but the three beers that I had listening to you, Pelicans, was about 500 calories. So your three beers equates to about almost an hour on the treadmill. Yeah, that's not fair.
That's not true.
No.
Because you're burning calories while you drink.
Gotcha.
So while you're standing up and walking around, you're burning it. Gotcha. While you're sitting there lifting your – this is serious. Don't laugh at me, Brooksy.
Yeah.
While you're using your arm to – you're burning your body.
So
you're
the for and against, it's not going to leave
probably,
you negative.
Probably 100 kilos.
Gotcha.
Calories.
Calories.
So you're saying the best workout when drinking beers is small sips because you get
I use them more. Yeah.
More cranks.
Yeah.
Crankies. Hang on. Who we got here? He didn't put his.
Oh, by the way, who spotted me at the Sefton Playhouse?
Oh yeah, no, down in Canberra. Down in Canberra, what was the Canberra rot? This guy didn't. This or this lady, the best. G'day, boys. The best donuts are at MacArthur Square in Campbelltown Court. Campbelltown Court. The donuts that will blow your mind. See, all these fancy donuts don't do it for me.
When you were younger, did you used to get mesmerised by the cinnamon donut machine at the Donut King or whatever it was called?
Where we went, yep,
bang,
that were good.
Yeah, and it did the circle with the cinnamon.
Even cinnamon donuts, they're the best donuts.
Fresh.
All these fancy ones, injecting them with, you know, they inject it with a giant needle.
Cinnamon donuts, the one.
Yeah.
That's the number one.
Pineapple.
So just, Celtics. We're talking about food. So boys, for 9 days, so we were equating weight before to a grand final moment. So as it stands on this day, 9 days out, and I want you to tell me how far I can get to. The State Cup's only 9 days.
Yeah.
I'm currently, Luke Phillips has had a blinder in a beaten side.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Yeah.
Gotcha. All right, what I reckon you can get to in how long? 9 days.
9 days, like brutal. Like if I'm doing 50 minutes a day on the treadie, plus I was thinking going no meat, so just like your tofus, your veggies, your salads, your fish.
Yeah. Do the Mediterranean diet. Sure. Yeah, just stick to Mediterranean diet.
What's that?
Just no carbs, yep. No sugar.
No carbs, no sugar. So any meat's fine.
Mediterranean diet. Yep.
Okay, righto. So what can I get to? If Luke Phillips is having a blinder.
If you put your mind to it, if you put your back into it, you can go down the short side and Joey can pop you one by Darren Albert.
Is that right?
You've got to go to the short side though.
Can I not have a short kickoff and a controversial short kickoff?
No.
Torpedo
no.
pads being worn?
No.
Nah, that's too greedy?
Yeah. You gotta have goals. Smart.
Yeah.
Specific, measurable.
Mm.
What's it? A?
Achievable.
Achievable.
Mm.
R?
Attainable.
Realistic.
Realistic. T, tangible.
Tangible.
Got to be able to touch that bastard.
So you reckon that's my sweet spot?
I think so. Joey down the short side.
Looking for a Pepsi logo somewhere.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Looking for a spud just to not tie in down the short side after playing
give
second half.
Joel, why are you trying to get back down to, say, wherever you are?
Yeah.
Why aren't you just embracing your size and just seeing if you can play through it?
Well, I keep getting injured, Gibbo.
Yeah.
So I figured that if I take 3 or 4 kilos off, I'm less likely to get injured.
I mean, Dave Taylor played at a big weight. Georgie Rose, maybe you just got to come off the bench for little spurts.
Yeah, maybe.
And just plug yourself in the middle. Make them go around.
I was thinking you should outrun Jared McCracken and score in your final grand final sort of situation.
What,
I reckon
in 9 days?
Get down there. I reckon you get down those moments.
What, Mal gets an intercept his last game? Seriously.
You set that goal.
No, but what it's got to be, you can't be cheap with water. I've got to be fully hydrated, not the old no water rort. But you reckon I can see Mal with the intercept?
In 9 days?
Yeah, meat and salad. Get your water because that water will flush you out.
What, 2 hours after the confetti's gone, Chiriaco Mesha runs out, cuts that piece of grass out, plonks it on his parents' front lawn. True story. 1994.
Really?
Chiriaco Mesha was a groundskeeper at the footy stadium.
Yeah.
And he went and cut out the piece of grass exactly where Mal Meninga had scored, the red painted piece of grass,
and then
plonked it on his parents' front lawn. When they sold the house, he said to the real estate agent, make sure you show him where Melvin Ingers is out there at Wattle Grove or wherever it was.
Speaking of grass, I just found out something today by my local council maintenance groundskeeper that Waverley Council are the only council that still cut the median strip. Every other council, they leave it up to the owner.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. Well, mine do.
So you never touch the median strip?
No, I do. Yeah. But they put it on a schedule. So.
Oh, right. So if you're lazy as, it's going to get done at some stage.
Yeah. Every 14 weeks, he said. So maybe if you live in a council that still cut your lawn, I'm going to have it with Jimmy from Waverley. Just tossed it up.
Speaking about councils, right? And this shows your age.
So I remember when you're 18 or something, right? You're far fitter than you've ever been, and you'd be so jealous about, and your girlfriend and this bloke or whatever. You'd be so jealous, right? You know what I get jealous about these days? I get jealous when I drive past and somebody's got a council pickup. You know the council cleanup?
Yeah, yeah.
I get very jealous when people have got that.
Well, because you like tossing?
I'm a bad tosser.
Well, mate, then why do you keep doing illegal dumping downstairs?
Mad dumper.
I'm a heavy dumper.
But do you get envious when you see someone who's got a...
I don't, because as I've told you all, and our listeners included, I'm a chronic ID.
Late night.
So if your neighbour's got the council pickup cleanup, is that what you call it, the council cleanup?
Yeah, yeah.
Right? Which I've booked in. I can't get into February, so it's just really... And they'll go, oh, there's one down the road. Do you ever sort of just sneak it? No, you can't. That's not play, is it?
I don't do that. I put it in council bins because my theory is we pay council rates.
Yeah.
They're available.
Yeah.
So they're going in.
You just walk down with your council rates in your pocket, back pocket, just in case
put
you need
it. Put it this way. Yeah. We got a cat pole thing when we've got the cat.
Yeah.
Big, giant things, like IKEA type thing. So I've just been unscrewing little bits of a day.
Bit by bit.
Bit by bit. Because it's picked up daily too. That's the other thing.
Glory.
Yeah. Yeah, Phil. It's picked up daily down at the beach. Shouldn't be telling him all, mate.
No. Keep that to yourself. Fletchy, I'm in Mascot, and we get the Nature Strip service, Bayside area, handsome plumber.
Well, there you go. My man Jimmy from Waverley Council's tossing up.
You left the soldiers behind, sugar. We, the listeners, helped out Fletch and Finchy, who were outstanding. Absolutely. Finch got the Dally M, but we deserve an SEN Christmas party rooster man. Don't mind that as well.
Well, hang on. Rob's into me. T is for time, not bloody tangible. Try hard, Brian.
Just on Rob.
Hang on. Well, is that true, Rob? Can you Google it, please, Brooksy?
Yeah, well, it's same sort of thing, isn't it, on a timeline. You've got to have a date or a time stamp for when you need to achieve said goal.
Yeah, but tangible's not time.
Specific.
Yeah.
Measurable.
Said.
Achievable.
I said that.
Realistic.
Yeah.
Timely.
I'll piss off, Rob.
Hey, by the way, Rob, as you're listening... That was confirmation yesterday because I reckon I listened to about 60-70% of the show yesterday, and it was evidence that it's not me who presses the Oscar music.
Oh, that wasn't Rob from Blacktown.
Oh.
Oh, then.
So let's not, yeah.
Oh, that wasn't Rob.
Unfortunately, no. That was our Rob, but that wasn't Rob from Blacktown.
Sorry,
sure.
Rob.
Brownsville.
Sorry, yeah. Rob. I thought it was our Rob.
No, I know our Rob wouldn't come like that, boys.
This one here, Smithy from Sydney, he says, you should be going the other way, sugar. Break a cheekbone in the grand final and break a 43-year drought. Really go right on with it. Well, that'd take me 114, wouldn't it?
Oh,
yeah,
imagine.
No.
Oh, God.
Thank you very much, Smithy. Boys, come out to Claremont Meadows, a suburb in Penrith. That's near your road, St. Mary's. The Vietnamese bakery at the old shops has the best small ice donuts you'll eat in your life. Got to get the small ones, though. Bigger ones, not so good. There you go there. No name on that. Throw your name on that. Adam from Noosa, delay grade, my dad. After listening to the boys talking of Steve Waugh's last 100 at the SCG, my dad and I were there that day. With still 20 runs to get with only a few overs left to play, Dad decided to leave and beat the traffic. Once we got in the car park, we could hear the crowd cheering, only for us to turn the radio on and realise we missed it. Delay grade, keep them coming through as well. Maxi Rushton's joining us today. I don't know why I thought about A grade into him, but he's an absolute champion. Max Rushton, he's going to join us after 4 o'clock, boys, in studio. So Max Rushton to update us on all things.
He's a big deal.
Of course he is.
Like a massive deal, like over in the UK and here.
Yep.
But huge following over in the UK. How'd we get him, Brooksy?
Just put the request in via the email. Got him.
That's good. You're good at that. Have you ever thought about getting into... advertising?
No.
Hmm.
This is new.
I've got an international guest lined up for your last day this year. Surprise.
Not bloody my man who hasn't got back to me, Bobcat Goldthwait.
No. Oh, Fletch.
Yeah. I've hit him up twice now. DM'd him.
Has it show red or anything?
No. About red.
He's read the...
No, but can you take that off?
I don't know.
He hasn't looked at it.
I'm not that tech savvy. Have your say on the open line, 1300 011 1170. Liam Fulton, former premiership winner for the West Tigers, will catch up with him. Sparty in What If World. He's the Doyen of Talkback. He'll be dissecting influencer romances. By the way, I've got some mail that Sparty first-time owner of a horse won yesterday, but we'll get to the bottom of that to find out whether that is true. Of course, Shawnee Ormerod from Sportsbet will catch up with the great man and our SENZ Drive hosts, our stable mates Stevie the Beaver Donald and Kirsty Stanway. Two in a row, the All Blacks have lost. What have we lost? About five in a row, but we won't mention that. Have your say on the open line. 1300 01 1170 in the Ryco Fielders call line. The text line 0457 736 736. You've got a WBW to share, but we'll do that after the break, I think, Brian.
I think it's an EWAD.
Oh, it's an EWAD. That'll do. Drive with Joel and Fletch. A break and back with more.